The world's richest person spent $250 million to help President-elect Trump return to the White House. Now, Elon Musk may be poised to influence the federal agencies that regulate his businesses, including his car company, Tesla. The carmaker is at odds with federal regulators over its driver assistance technology, and safety advocates fear the Trump administration will make it easier for Tesla to avoid accountability for crashes. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
In April of last year, a distraught driver called 911 to report a crash in Snohomish County, Washington, outside Seattle.
I hit a person on a motorcycle in my car on the freeway on the way home. The car's on top of him.
The driver identified himself as Scott Hunter. Hunter was behind the wheel of his Tesla Model S, following a motorcycle in stop-and-go traffic, when the car ran over the motorcycle and its rider, pinning both underneath.
He's breathing. They say he's breathing. But we need to get the car off of him. I just need somebody here as soon as possible.
Hunter told a dispatcher that he wasn't sure how the crash happened. And he said, quote, I am freaking out.
I'm the driver. I'm not sure how it happened, but I am freaking out. So please get here.
The motorcycle rider, 28-year-old Jeffrey Neeson, was pronounced dead at the scene. Hunter told police he had been, quote, distracted by his phone. Eventually, police received more data and video of the crash from the car with Tesla's help. NPR obtained some of those materials through a public records request. The documents show that Scott Hunter put his car into what Tesla calls full self-driving mode, its most advanced driver assistance system, for which drivers typically pay extra. The car did not detect Hunter's hands on the steering wheel for more than a minute before the crash, according to a report by the detective investigating the case. That and other details from the police investigation have not been publicly reported before, but the broader narrative they suggest— a driver who is not paying attention. Tesla's critics say that is all too familiar.
This is yet another case where the lack of driver engagement is directly responsible for the crash.
Missy Cummings is a professor of robotics and engineering at George Mason University. She's also worked as an advisor at NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, where it was part of her job to study crashes that occurred while drivers were using automated driver assistance technology.
I saw crash after crash after crash, predominantly Teslas, where the drivers would see a car that's doing pretty good and they get a false sense of security. And they don't understand that they should be paying attention.
Eventually, regulators saw so many crashes that they pushed Tesla to recall its autopilot system, the predecessor of full self-driving mode. And Tesla agreed to update its software to try to keep drivers more engaged. Regulators say there was one key reason why they knew about those crashes in the first place. Because automakers, including Tesla, are required to report all serious incidents involving advanced driver assistance technology to regulators at NHTSA under something known as a standing general order.
And that information has really given NHTSA an important window into what is happening on the road.
Ann Carlson is the former acting head of NHTSA. It was Carlson who originally signed the standing general order in 2021.
Without it, the agency simply doesn't have the window into what is really novel and interesting, important technology, but technology that we really need to make sure is safe.
But the standing general order may not be standing much longer. Carlson and other safety advocates fear it may be scrapped when the Trump administration takes office, along with other investigations into Tesla and its advanced driving systems. Current and former Tesla officials, however, take a very different view of the crash reporting requirement. To them, it's unfair, even misleading, because it makes Tesla's overall safety record seem worse than it really is. Rohan Patel is a former vice president of policy at Tesla.
The public is being confused by erroneous data that lacks context and lacks analysis.
Patel says Tesla collects far more data on crashes than other car makers. Tesla also has many more cars on the road that are using advanced driver assistance technology, and it is by far the biggest reporter to the standing general order. So when federal regulators publish that data, Patel argues the focus is on the sheer number of incidents.
But the truth is that the rate of those incidents is quite low.
The incoming administration may share those concerns. Reuters reported last month that the Trump transition team recommends getting rid of the crash reporting requirement. The transition team did not respond to a request for comment about that, or whether Tesla CEO Elon Musk would weigh in on policies that affect his own businesses. Musk has defended Tesla's safety record, too. Here he is at a shareholder meeting in June of last year.
Inevitably, when there are a lot of cars and you've got, you know, billions of miles, you do have the law of large numbers where, okay, there's a small chance of something bad happening.
Still, even some Tesla shareholders seem nervous about the company's approach. At that meeting last year, Musk was asked how he thinks about the, quote, unfortunate mishaps, unquote, that have plagued other companies that are working on autonomous cars. Musk replied that Tesla is trying to be careful with the rollout of full self-driving mode. And he also said this.
Human driving is not perfect. So like 35, 40,000 people are killed every year in the U.S. from auto accidents. What matters is, like, are we making that number smaller? And as long as we're making that number smaller, we're doing the right thing.
Musk has been promising the imminent arrival of autonomous cars since at least 2016. And last year, Tesla unveiled the prototype of the so-called Cybercab that Musk says will be fully autonomous. But that's not what Tesla is telling regulators or its customers about its current fleet. Tesla says drivers must remain attentive at all times, even in full self-driving mode. And if they don't, the car issues a series of escalating warnings, like this one from a video posted on YouTube.
Take over immediately.
According to police, that is what happened in the moments before the fatal crash outside Seattle in April of last year. Data recovered from Scott Hunter's Tesla shows that the car tried to get the driver's attention. But then, moments before impact, Hunter pressed his foot down on the accelerator, overriding the car's attempt to stop, and kept it there for nearly 10 seconds after the collision with motorcyclist Jeffrey Neeson. Neeson's sister, Janessa Fagerly, spoke to local TV station King 5 last year.
I wish this had never happened, and I wish people would really stay off their phones more.
Hunter was arrested by police on suspicion of vehicular homicide, though so far prosecutors have not charged him with a crime. His lawyer declined to comment. Tesla did not respond to our requests, but safety advocates say the carmaker bears some responsibility here, too. Michael Brooks directs the nonprofit Center for Auto Safety.
Tesla has been overselling the effectiveness of its technology for years, and a lot of people buy into that, and they're kind of wrapped up in this belief that this is an autonomous vehicle because it's, you know, tweeted about that way.
Federal regulators are investigating whether Tesla is doing enough to keep drivers engaged and off their phones. But safety advocates worry that investigation, too, may be in jeopardy, along with the crash reporting requirement. Without that, they say, regulators and the public will know less about who is keeping their eyes on the road and who isn't. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.